Highbridge Audio presents The Scandal of the Season by Sophie G. Read for you by Cameron Stewart.
Author's note. In the 16th century, England changed from a Catholic to a Protestant country when Henry VIII dissolved the monasteries and stripped the Catholic Church of its wealth. But Catholicism was never quelled. Even though the official religion in England was Protestantism, vast numbers of Englishmen remained true to the Catholic faith. The Catholics resented the Protestants for taking away their wealth and privilege, and the Protestants feared a Catholic uprising that would someday oust them from power. For the next 200 years, England would be immersed in religious turmoil. By 1711, England was finally starting to feel secure. Queen Anne, a Protestant, but descended from the Stuarts, was on the throne, and for the first time in centuries, the Protestants and the Catholics felt able to live in relative amity. The persecution of the Catholics declined. England was on the brink of unprecedented prosperity. But one question remained. When the childless queen died, who would succeed her? A clandestine alliance had been formed among those who supported the return of a Stuart monarch. The allies called themselves Jacobites. Secretly, they conspired to bring back to England the Catholic King James III, presently exiled in France. So far, all attempted Jacobite plots had been discovered and prevented, but the Protestants in power could never be certain when the next rebellion was coming, or whether it might, after all, succeed. What dire offence from amorous causes!